Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Protests against police brutality, coupled with demands for defunding police, are prompting communities, including survivors of domestic abuse and those who offer them support, to ask new questions. WHYY's Hannah Chin has more.
When people say the police should be defunded, what does that mean for survivors of domestic violence? Toby Frazier's on staff at Lutheran Settlement House, a Philadelphia nonprofit hosting virtual discussions on this exact topic. He says in a lot of cases, law enforcement can make a dangerous situation worse or a survivor less likely to report abuse.
Most of what is abusive is not actually against the law. And even if the police did come, it wouldn't be in a supportive way because their job, for better and much worse, is to enforce law.
Changing or expanding those laws doesn't necessarily help. Mandatory arrest policies or required reporting can escalate situations or even risk survivors being prosecuted. For undocumented, queer, black, and other people of color, violence by police or in prison might prove even more dangerous. Frazier hosts workshops with ex-police officers, survivors, and everyone in between. The conversations can be tough, he says, but they're important. Hannah Chin, WHYY News.